The Reverend Jesse Jackson has had a difficult 4 months. His problems began with a tabloid story that disclosed an affair with a former aide. Mr. Jackson's problems mounted when it was revealed that the woman received thousands of dollars from the coffers of his Push Rainbow Coalition, a nonprofit group. In recent weeks, Mr. Jackson's fundraising techniques have been questioned by several newspapers. Last week, however, the Attorney General of Illinois said he'd found no irregularities in connection to the money paid to the Reverend's mistress. But there may be more investigations underway. Some African Americans are starting to question the timing and motive behind these probes, NPR's Philip Martin reports.
Jesse Jackson's long nightmare, as one supporter describes it, began on January 18th, on the eve of President Bush's inauguration. The National Enquirer ran a story about his mistress, Karen Stanford, and their child. The news stunned many in and outside of the civil rights community. But for close friends like Reverend Andrew Young, the former UN ambassador and civil rights veteran, it was old news.
Well, actually, I was aware of the personal conflict in Reverend Jackson's life during the time that it occurred and spoke with him and his wife several years ago.
The question that Young and some other black leaders wonder aloud is, why did the story hit newsstands when it did?
I think it's directly related to his role in leading protests in Florida and citing the illegitimacy of the George Bush administration and the way in which he came into office.
Ron Walters was a key advisor to Jesse Jackson during his two runs for president. He believes that Jackson is a victim of a conservative media campaign to discredit liberal politicians in America.
We have been witness to one of the most stunning campaigns to do that in the presidency of Bill Clinton. And now people close to him, like Reverend Jesse Jackson, who is, by all accounts, one of the most formidable politicians in the Democratic Party.
Jackson also believes that he has been targeted for his liberal views, and he has said so on the air and in the pulpit. In March, he released more than 100 pages of tax records about the finances of his organizations. He did this in response to press inquiries about the way his organizations have spent and raised money.
If any American is lobbying on behalf of a political party or an ideological cause under the banner of tax exemption, then the American people have a right to know who is funding the tax-exempt entities.
Bill O'Reilly is a conservative host on the Fox television network. On several of his nightly programs, he has focused critically on Jackson's finances and politics.
Now, he has a perfect right to do anything he wants in his for-profit organizations, but he doesn't have a perfect right to take nonprofit money and go out and campaign for the Democrats.
Jackson's friend and confidant, Ron Walters, questions Fox TV's motivation for looking into Jackson's finances.
One of the reasons that I know that this is a coordinated attempt to discredit Reverend Jackson is that I had a personal experience with the O'Reilly show on Fox. O'Reilly had sent out a memorandum to Reverend Jackson's staff and friends and associates asking if they had any information about his finances, would they please forward it to him so he could use it on the air.
O'Reilly says that's just good investigative journalism.
It's not a political jihad. Instead of answering the questions and coming clean about his organization, Jesse Jackson wants you to think he's being persecuted.
Some African Americans do believe he's being persecuted. Cliff Kelly hosts two radio talk shows on WVAZ and WVON in Chicago. Jesse Jackson is a frequent guest, and last week came on to talk about the Rainbow Push Coalition's successful negotiations with Walgreens. Negotiations that led Walgreens to keep some of their stores open in poor neighborhoods.
You cut the 30 top Medicaid stores, that's the 30 stores that serve the most poor people.
Host Cliff Kelly says, as usual, Jackson was well received. And Kelly adds, his listeners really respond when he has people on his show who criticize Jackson's principles.
When people do come on and attempt to attack him, there's 10 people calling to say that he helped my family. They are supporting him because he has a lifetime history of sacrifice and has tried to help people.
And Kelly is quick to add, not every well-known black minister is praised by his listeners.
Great example of that is Reverend Lyons, who was ahead of the Baptist Convention. Most of my listeners said they thought he should have gone to jail much sooner than he did. He was pocketing the money, spending it, having a good time. So, you know, they have attacked people of color who are ministers.
Kelly believes that the more Jackson is criticized by conservatives in particular, the more African Americans will rally around him. And that criticism is mounting. The conservative watchdog group, the National Legal and Policy Center, has filed a complaint asking the IRS to determine if Jackson's charities have violated the law. Peter Flaherty is the group's president.
We asked the IRS to look at three things in the complaint, one of which is the disclosure part of the form where you're supposed to list your largest independent contractors. Jesse Jackson failed to list Karen Stanford. We believe it is improper for a public charity like Jesse Jackson Citizenship Education Fund to be used to the private benefit of wealthy people. Through the operation of this entity, Jesse Jackson, his friends, and family have become rich.
Flaherty says his organization's only objective is to spread ethics in government. The IRS will not confirm or deny that they are investigating. Meanwhile, some traditionally liberal newspapers, including the New York Times, are taking a closer look at Jackson's finances. For his part, Jesse Jackson has said he will continue to focus on the issues he cares about most: election reform, the abolishment of the death penalty, and labor rights. Philip Martin, NPR News.